you a quest.
Prepare,
yeah.
Prepare for a very different show.
Kaylee, I'm not sure you're going to get a shout out with the Dandy Warhols on that show. And coming up next is Blue Noise with Charlie, who's right over there. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
And we're going to end with Vundabar's new song, Shuffle.
Yeah.
Have a good morning.
Yep.
Enjoy. School starts now.
This is the Blue Noise. Good morning. Bit of a snowy one today. And classes just started. Late start. Tony Monaco didn't hit us with the snow day, but all is good. All is well. You're listening. So that's Hoops. And we're going to get right into it with some J-Sum, who she's coming in March to Great Scott. Pretty cool new artist, and her album's out soon. This is Turn Into.
in toothpaste. This was vacation. I saw while squinting the hidden layer in those lost era great elevators. Feudal beginnings, ever weightlessness, post-Nordic grinning, tired and toothless. Something in Manitoba, they call it boring. At night we hum to Canada snoring. Westbound taken, exiled Texan from a former Dust Trade encampment. Former slave quarters tucked by the alley. Surf population to hide a tally.
And this is the Blue Noise. This is your cheesy pop song of the week. Call Me by Chris Montez. In order, those songs you just heard were Turn In 2 by J-Som off her record from last year. It's weird to say 2016 is last year, but it's true. And then we had one of my favorites, actually, Beck, from his like 2008 album, Modern Guilt, which is a really cool song called Orphans, which has this really cool like bass that just like hits you at the beginning. Boom, boom, boom. And then we had Parquet Courts with North Dakota from their album Light Up Gold from a couple years ago. Everything's pretty relaxed on campus. I thought we were going to have this huge snowstorm, I can't speak, and it just didn't really happen, I guess. So yeah, just enjoy your cheesy pop song of the week. And then we're going to get into it with another set. It is 10:15 or 10:14 in a couple seconds, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Just call me, tell me, and I'll be around. Thank you. pato vinha cantando alegremente. Vem, vem, quando o marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, no samba. O ganso gostou da dupla e fez também. Quem, 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 olhou pro cisne e disse assim: vem, vem, que um quarteto ficará bem. Muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo desacato, jogo de cena com o ganso era mato. Mas eu gostei do final, quando caíram na água ensaiando o vocal. Quim, 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 quim. O pato vinha cantando alegremente. Quim, quim, quando o marreco sorridente pediu para entrar também no samba, no samba, no samba. O ganso gostou da dupla e fez também. Quim, 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 olhou pro cisne e disse assim: vem, vem, que um quarteto ficará bem. Muito bom, muito bem. Na beira da lagoa foram ensaiar para começar o tico-tico no fubá. A voz do pato era mesmo desacato, jogo de cena com o ganso era mato. Mas eu gostei do final, quando caíram na água ensaiando o vocal. Quim, 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 dum, dum, quim, 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 quim,
and this is the Blue Noise. In order, that last set was the resounding Pronk by Jacob Mann Big Band. If you want to see some very, very funny, strange, jazz-influenced YouTube videos, check out his channel on YouTube. This guy's hilarious and also very talented with these charts. Bringing back big band music for the 21st century. Jacob Mann, California. And after that, we had a Double Plate Special by the London-based producer Henry Wu, making some really awesome stuff out of the UK on the Rhythm Section label. He also has a couple bands that do more like acoustic music, but he has this really cool fusion of jazz and I don't even know what you would call it, the kind of dance music that I like, which is a very narrow definition. And then we had Mad Villain Raid, the instrumental done by the venerable Madlib. Just one of my favorite beats off the record, and obviously I can't play the song because they say bad words, but pretty awesome. Yeah. And after that we had O Pato the Duck from Jagoberto live at Carnegie Hall in 1964 with Stan Getz. Honestly, I never know how to say his name. Gilbert? I don't know. I should probably learn Portuguese, but you know, that's for another time. And then under us right now is really interesting Russian composer from the 20th century. I'm not actually sure if he's still living. It's hard to find information of him online. Jazz influenced, kind of like a modern day Gershwin, talking about Nikolai Kapustin with Andante under us right now. We're going to get into it now. This month is pretty interesting in the sense that there's a couple big birthdays, and those are J Dilla and New Jobs. Another person who I don't know how to say his name, born actually on the same day. I think it was February 7th or February 10th, 1974. I could be totally wrong on that, but I don't feel like Googling right now, which is a rare feeling because I normally do. But yeah, so their birthdays, so we'll get into a little bit of that kind of stuff. But first, we have a very nice PSA. This one's about space heaters. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping to save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. That's a lot. So it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away from the space heater. These heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And you don't have to worry about that if you're in a tough storm, because they're always like really nice and toasty warm and really stuffy and warm, cozy, I guess. So yeah, we're going to get back into the music, some Madlib, some J Dilla, a little bit of clean rap, and we will keep it going. Enjoy the rest of the Andante by Nicholas Kapustin.
And where are you going? Your fans will have read all about this. And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
Dilla. Happy birthday.
dives dip. You might break your hip to the sound, that's legit. I come to make a hit. I usually bust scratches for my brother CL Smooth, but I decided to get wrecked on this groove. As I provide your slide, you're going on a ride. I know the weather's nice, there's no need to play the outside. Guess who's on the flyer? The man of your desire. Pete Rock and CL Smooth, all the honey dips admire. Beats are rough and rugged, Pete Rock is the creator. Now I'm busting raps as well, switching cross faders, making sure my sound hits from here to Grenada. Honey gave me skins, man, I told her friends I ate her. Oh, wait, I'll save the subject for later, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator. A stove, not into bone.
Yo, Pete, there's a girl on the phone.
Tell her to hold, cause I'm busy kicking rhymes to the rhythm. 4 to 5 with soul, cause that's what I give them. Honey's for my line, cause I always seem to capture. Beats made a rupture, rhymes made a rapture. Far from illiterate, always seem to get a hit. If you try to step to this, don't even consider it. Skins when I want them, but only when I eat them. To set the record straight, I'll be damned if I eat them. Call me Pete Rock, I make the girls flop. And if you want a beat like this, I got them in stock. So flow with the flow, because you know I'm good to go as I proceed to get wrecked on your stereo. Not an imitator, just a crowd motivated, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator. You'll see a spoon cut it up like this. Take a try and get a piece of the pie. If they give me 1 sec to get some wreck, never filled with anger, a good body banger. If you try to step to this, you'll get hung on my anger. Before I say goodbye, suckers gave a good try, but point blank you just can't see this. My word is beneficial, Pete Rock is the issue, and I know you know my style is official. I might give a scratch,
yes cousin,
or I might kick a verse,
no question.
Either or, I can't be seen, honeys call me tall and lean, and if you care to stick around, I'll show you what I mean. Not an imitator, just a crowd motivator, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator. It's time to get wrecked with the creator. Get wrecked with the creator. The creator. See us move, get busy.
You goes away. Over time it called, it led me long, it led me lost, so lost. Never was too clever, but would you ever wanna weather through the tsunamis, through the tsunamis? I will take your palm and replay where we belong.
And this is the Blue Noise. We are back. Those songs in order were Sacrifice, Beataholic Thoughts by Madlib off, I think, the Dill Withers Beat Conductor number 5. He's a lot of compilations, so that's one of them. Then we had the birthday boy of the month, J Dilla, coming back off J Stayed Paid, which is one of those things released after his death. Then we had Pete Rock and CL Smooth, the creator. That's your clean rap song of the week. And we had Jesse Boykin's third Forever No More off Love Apparatus, which a bunch of songs on there produced by Machine Drum. Pretty cool record there. No snow is falling, even though we're supposed to be in a blizzard. I don't know. It's kind of nice, though, the view outside. Anyway. Next one, I'm gonna give a shout out to my friend Jason, talking about interesting music. We kind of found ourselves last year or the year before, something like that, getting really into Japanese funk music, and this next one I'm gonna play is a early cut by Tatsuro Yamashita, who would become really, really famous in Japan with this really famous Christmas song he wrote, and also a bunch of 80s music, but this is from his 1979 album Spacey. And this one is called Solid Slider, like a single version off this album, Spacey, which is a great album. The best thing I've ever heard by him was actually like a mashup of him and Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison, one of his songs, Tatsuya Yamashita's songs, called Love Space, mixed with that, which is awesome, but it was taken down off YouTube and I can never find it again. So very sad, but we're going to get into... the song Solid Slider. Enjoy.
Solid Slider 夜の七時間に 張り詰めた the dying man wonders to himself. His commentary been more lucid than anybody else. And had he successfully beaten back the rising tide of idiots, dilettantes, and fools, on his watch while he was alive. Lord, just a little more time. Dying man, once I'm in the box, just think of all the overrated hacks running amok, and all of the pretentious, ignorant voices that will go unchecked, the homophobes, hipsters, and 1%, the false feminists he'd manage to detect. Take them once he's left. Oh, in no time at all, this will be the distant past. What he'd give for one more day. Eventually the dying man takes his final breath, but first checks his newsfeed to see what he's about to miss. And it occurs to him only late in the game, we leave as clueless as we came, from the rented heavens to the shadows in the cave. Be wrong someday.
Okay, that was Father John Misty, Ballad of the Dying Man, and then before that we had in order Tatsuya Yamashita, Solid Slider, off Spacey from 79, and Bugarins, which is a, I don't know how to say it, again, it's bad pronunciation today, it's a band from Brazil, like a psych band from Brazil, with their song Benzene. I don't really know if I'm saying it right, but I'm trying, and I have... one last one for you, which is Have Love Will Travel by the Sonics. Have a great day, and, you know, maybe would have been nice to have a snow day.